League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Here we go, Carver and Lisi with you.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here, hour number two on the grid. No games tonight? No problem. Me and Joe have been just rolling here. We're trying to put this college football win total parlay together. We're going to do a baseball second half future parlay as well coming up here. We've got to look at Friday's games. Baseball will finally be back. Big Fly Friday.
Big Fly.
We've got coming tomorrow. And we got the golf, too, the Open Championship. Mike Carver with you, along with the encyclopedia of college football, the one, the only. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
What's up, Carver? So we got three in the parlay. We put together before the break. We got under
Miami,
three straight, Auburn, and Oak State.
Miami 9.5 to the under. Auburn 7.5 to the under. Oklahoma State 5.5 to the under. Now,
Correct. You
want to mix in a couple overs. I want to root for Arkansas, Joe, but I don't know if I can put them in this.
Okay. All right. This is where we always go awry. So well,
we can find a couple that we both like. I mean, don't be like that.
Can I get you in on Baylor?
For the over?
Yeah.
What do they got here?
I mean, it's not easy, but it goes into what we have.
What's the number?
They play Auburn, 7.5 at +108. Not going to be easy. First three games are tough. Auburn, SMU. Then they got Samford and Arizona State. They get two of the three games in their house. They got to travel to SMU. And then after that have Oak State, K-State.
Is that Auburn game at home or neutral site?
I think it's home. Let me just double check that.
Better check that.
I mean, I really like the Sawyer Robertson. I really do. Hang on.
Hold on, I got you. I'm going to pitch you to it. I
think the game is in Waco. I'm pretty sure it's in Waco.
Games in Waco. Yeah. And that would be a double whammy game for us because we're going after the Auburn under.
Correct. So
that's a double whammy game. That could start the season either really good or really bad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Maybe 7.
What's your look on TCU and Cincinnati and UCF? That stretch. Right,
Cincinnati's tough, but I don't think year one Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati's a 500 team. I mean, they could strike some upsets. It's not easy going there, but they have the better quarterback. They do have the better quarterback, the better offense, and I believe in Aranda more. I mean, I think they should beat TCU. They should beat Cincy, UCF. The fact that they get Utah at home is big, too. They went toe-to-toe with Utah a couple of years ago, remember, and they covered that game. And Arizona's dead. I mean, Arizona loses McMillan.
But you know what, Joe? That could be a game late in the year, probably going to be some kind of like a – 11 o'clock east kick out in the desert, probably a billion degrees. That's not easy. That's tricky.
All right, so then let's look at somebody else.
How about you rooting for this Dillingham again with Arizona State? What's their number?
I think it's 8.5.
What do they got? Do they throw any cupcakes in there?
Let's see.
They go to Starksville.
Yeah, they should crush them. Blake Shapen sucks. He stinks.
8.5 plus money to the over.
I know. They have to win 9, though. Northern Arizona, Miss State. Now, remember, they smashed Miss State in Tempe last year. They were up like 30-0, and Miss State made it.
We had the over in that game. Arizona.
So hear me out. So they should be 3-1 before Baylor. I think Baylor could clip them in Waco. So 3-1, TCU. Are we buying into this Whittingham now? Houston's much improved with Willie Fritz. Plus, they got Connor Wiegman. Texas Tech. Tech beat them last year.
This is a tough schedule.
Texas Tech beat them last year. I don't like Arizona. I mean, I think Arizona State, if they run it, could be there, but we need to take somebody else.
All right, let's take something we're more confident
in. How about Va Tech? 7 wins. Did Va Tech get there?
Jeez.
Virginia Tech. Hang on, let's see. I like drones. Virginia Tech, you ready? South Carolina will give them a loss. Vanderbilt, not easy. Old Dominion, they always lose, but that's on the road. Wofford, so they should be at worst 2-2 after the first 4 games. They could beat NC State. They suck, NC State. Wake Forest stinks. There's 4 wins right there. Georgia Tech, not easy, but that's a rivalry game. They always play those games tough. 5 with California. California stinks. Florida State, Virginia Tech. What do they need to get to? 7?
Yeah, it's 6.5. It's plus 138 to the over.
Want to take a shot? Because if they could clip off somebody early, like Vanderbilt, they could be cooking with fire. They lose South Carolina, they beat Vandy, ODU, and Wofford, they're 3-1. They beat NC State 4-1. Wake Forest 5-1.
All right.
Anything could happen.
All right, let's put them in.
All right, come on. All right, now you go pick somebody. Come on, give me somebody else.
Let me see here. You want to root for this Mullen and UNLV in his first year there?
I know. Yeah, it's always in your portfolio. You had them last year with Odom. You really like Mullen? They're second in the conference. 9 wins, even money. 9 wins. What's their schedule?
Idaho State.
Okay.
At Sam Houston.
All right, 2-0.
UCLA at home. They could win that game.
Yeah, I know they can. UCLA stinks. But
at
Nico,
Miami of Ohio,
Nico.
Joe, they could start 4-0.
Okay.
Before they even play a conference game.
They're going to lose
at Wyoming.
They can't stop the triple option, even though they crushed them a couple of years ago.
They get Hawaii at their place. They get New Mexico at their place.
It's got to be 9. Jeez.
That's fine, but other than at Boise, three losses?
I put them in. We'll buy into Dan Mullen.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
All right, we got 5 here, Joe. How big are we making this thing?
Let's make it 2 more, at least.
All right, fine. Give me 1 more.
How about... Hang on. You ready?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Take a look at Pittsburgh's schedule.
Pittsburgh, huh? Another one of your guys. You love this guy.
Duquesne, Central Michigan, West Virginia, Louisville, Boston College, Florida State. So they have 2 wins right there. Let's just say. NC State,
what do they need to get
Stanford,
to?
6.5.
Six and a half, huh? 1, 2.
Three, I mean, they have Holstein.
4, 5. Man, I don't. Can they win at Stanford?
Yeah. Yeah,
you despise Stanford, so it's tough for you to. They can win at Syracuse.
I mean, yeah, they plastered McCord last year. They had 5 interceptions, 3 to the house. You forget that?
Beat Louisville at home.
Louisville's always the tough one. Louisville matches up with them well. But they have Eli Holstein, who at one point was considered a Heisman Trophy candidate earlier in the year. I mean, it all comes down to, do you think they could steal 2 games early? Do you think they could? They're winning Duquesne and Central Michigan. Can they steal the backyard brawl and Boston College? If so, there's 4.
You're telling me they would need to steal the Boston College game? I'm putting that as a win. They're going to need to steal that game?
Well, it's now. I mean, I think they're much better than BC, but still, it's not easy.
This Narduzzi's going to lose at home to Boston College?
Well, I mean, Bill O'Brien's not a bad coach. He coached them up last year.
It was like 4.5. I mean, come on.
put it this way. They're beating NC State. They're beating Stanford.
I tell you, you're going. Every time I hear this NC State team come up, you're right against them, right after them.
So then why don't we go after them? What's their total? 6.5 juice to the under. Minus 134, let's see.
I mean, every time I hear you bring them up, it's an auto loss. It's like East Carolina, Virginia, at Wake, at Duke, Va Tech, Campbell, Notre Dame, Pitt, Georgia Tech. I'll take this under.
Yeah?
Yeah, NC State under 6.5.
I'm not big on CJ Bailey and their team.
Sold.
All right, let's put them in.
No problem for me. I'll sell.
All right. Now we need one more. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we go after your Castellanos?
Yeah, what's the number?
7.5, but it's heavily juiced to the under at minus 200.
Let's see how it looks. Let's see what it looks like here. Bama loss. That's a loss. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I could go after this too, Joe. I don't mind going after this guy. And it's pumped up already. You got 61-30?
74-10.
How do you got 74-10? What do I have that you don't? How many legs do you have?
8.
Who am I missing? I have 7 here.
Ready? Auburn? Miami, yeah. Oak State, yeah. Arizona State. Yeah. Oh, Arizona State.
We didn't put Arizona State in.
Oh, shoot. All right, read them off to me. Oak State.
Oak UNLV. State under 5.5. UNLV over 8.5. Yeah. Va Tech over 6.5. Auburn under 7.5. Miami under 9.5. NC State under 6.5. Florida State under 7.5.
Okay. All right, and that pays 61-30. Right?
Is that what we're going with?
Yep. I'm in. 61-30. We're in.
All right.
Okay?
Sounds good to me. Yeah, in.
All right. That was easy.
Not a problem.
Yeah. She's running, boys. She's running.
I like it. Here we go. College football. All right, we got to get the baseball one going now. I promised the baseball one. We can't leave it alone. Okay, we gotta do something. Do you want to do
after break,
adjusted win totals? The 70 now, plus, 80 plus, 90 plus.
Let's do the make playoffs? The playoffs. I like the playoffs. Playoffs.
Your parlay, ladies. Hold on.
The playoffs. Playoffs.
They don't let you parlay them. We can't do playoffs.
You want to do home runs?
Home runs.
50 home runs, Judge home runs, Schwarber.
50 home runs. Let's do the win totals.
Fine.
Okay, let's do a 70, an 80, a 90.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
We'll do a couple. We'll do a few. We'll make it nice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Is that all right?
Sure.
We'll make it nice. Joe,
I like
very excited.
It. I am. Pumped up.
All pumped up for Joe. Give you enough college football the last two nights?
Love it. It's about time. You wet my palate. It feels great.
I'm not here tomorrow, so you're probably going to do like 2 hours worth of college football tomorrow.
Yeah. Baseball is back. Baseball is back.
Big baseball night. Baseball night in America for you. Ready to roll. We'll do the baseball parlay when we come back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, Joe, we're going to do the baseball now. You know, Joe has had a busy day too on social media. Joe even got in the mix with this this viral thing with the couple at the Coldplay concert.
I mean, really, honestly, this guy, this is MIT people and all the algo guys. This proves how smart you can be and yet so stupid, because this moron, okay, goes in the public eye, is standing in a standalone with his head of HR. Okay, nice job by him. There goes the stock options. There goes half the bank account. And you're lucky if you see the kids on the weekend. That's the way it goes. What an absolute moron he is. There's another word for him, but I can't use it on air.
I obviously do not condone what he was up to, obviously. But I'll say this. All the guy need, I feel like all he needed to do was just kind of just stand there and like, you know, give her a kiss on the top of the head, and nobody knows about it today. Now, would there have been some people in the crowd who probably knew who he was? But it wouldn't be it only became a firestorm because of their reactions of how they, you know, because Joe, if they just were on the, you go to any game, two people are on those kiss cams or whatever, they don't all make viral things. It's because of the reaction that they had on the camera, which is what caused that to get passed around millions and millions and millions of times today. It was their own fault. They should have just stood there and, you know, it would have been gone in five seconds. They would have been on to the next person, and no one would have been the wiser.
Maybe. I mean,
His apology, how he was upset, you know, he sent out an apology, and in his apology at the end, the CEO guy who was caught on the thing, and in the end of his apology, you know, it's unfortunate that we live in a day and age where nobody's no moment is private. I guess he was kind of for putting him on the screen. Like, and let's just remember, they weren't putting him on the screen because of who he was. That was a random thing. Nobody knew who that guy was before today. You might have, because you're the Bulls and the Bears and everything else that's going on with you. But, I mean, you didn't know who that guy was before today, right?
No. It was a complete, unbelievable. I mean, give me a break. Astronomer. Yeah, guaranteed he's a charts and graphs guy. NBA, algo, you know, black box trading, background.
Not too smart here.
Deutsche
Bank. Not too smart on this one.
Where'd you go to school? I went to Harvard. I went to. Please, give me a break.
Let's do this show.
Dumb as a stump. Complete dummy. Somebody should call him around town. Hey, dummy. Hey, dummy. Hey now. Hey now, dummy. Hey now.
Is there anybody from this 70 list that we want to go try here?
Sure, I'll go first. You ready?
70 plus wins. Is there anyone we like?
Let's take a shot with Skeens.
Joe, they got 39. They would have to win, what, 31 games?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Here we go.
I think the only one that's Miami.
All right, so good. All right, it's the Corver parlay. All right, 80 wins. You ready?
A's, we would need 29.
Hey, I mean, what are you expecting them to win? Five games? I mean, what are we doing here? Why? Skeens and that pitching staff can't be 500 down the stretch?
It's not really down the stretch. You know, they've played 100 games. I mean, no, I don't think
they're still 60.
And remember this, they're the one team that's going to, they barely have any players as it is. And they're going to get rid of the players that they even have. And that.
What about Joey Bart? What about the mall cop? Bart might be
one of the guys going out.
Joey Bart, mall cop. You like him because he's a little, you know.
So I guess nothing from the 70s then. You don't want to get in on Miami.
I don't want to get in. I just put Miami in.
What about
Did
the
I
80s?
Make the 80? I'll make the 80. You ready?
Well, this is a collaborative effort. You know, it's the both of us.
Rangers.
Where are they at right now?
Minus 180.
No, I'm saying wins. All right, they got 48. So that's 30. What would we need? 32 wins?
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. We're trying to throw in a little win parlay, give us a little gas in the second half of this season to root some stuff in. You want to we'll do one another 80. How about the Royals?
Sure. All right, let's go for a 90.
Why can't I do that? Why can't I add the Royals?
I can't. I guess it's one of each.
What a, you know, like, what are they doing here? Like, why?
Let's go. Let's go. You ready?
Why do they make it so hard? Like, they just, people just want to, they should be letting you do this. Like, they should, I mean, people lose these things. 99 out of 100 times you lose these dopey 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 leg future parlays. Why are they stopping you, Joe? Why?
Cover, I don't know. I mean, there are times I want to smash the computer down, but I'm at the end of my rope. Let's just take
90,
the,
I guess.
How about the Giants plus 225?
How many wins they got?
Here we go.
52. So you're talking 38 wins down the stretch. I'm sorry, Joe. That many wins, I need to look at the schedule.
Look at the schedule.
Road. I'm looking at the schedule. You got, what do they got in August? East Coast trip, Mets, Pirates, Nats and Padres and Rays at home. San Diego, Milwaukee, Cubs. Good stretch here. Baltimore, Rockies, Cardinals, D-backs. A lot of D-backs and Dodgers in September. You love this Giant team. You can never get away from them. Never get away from this Giant team.
Bothers you. All right, forget it.
All right.
Blue Jays.
You know what? I want to have something to root for. So, yeah, you know.
All right, okay. Now take us over a cliff. Who do you want to take for 100? Who's going to be the 100
only,
team?
There's really only one team you could take for the 100.
Dodgers? Okay. All right. So there you
who
go.
Who else 14? Are we taking? Like, although, I mean, you know what? Do you think the Tigers could get there?
Yeah, let's take the Tigers. Now, look at that. 30-27. Now we're talking juice.
They have 59, so you're talking they got to win 41. They've played 97, so they've got 65 games left. They would have to win how many, Joe, I say? How many did I say they would have to win?
41.
41 out of 65.
No. Well, what are they? How many wins?
They have 59 wins.
41. They got to win 41 to get to 100.
41 games. They've played 97. So that means that there's 65 games left.
That'd be a 600 winning percentage.
41 and 24, right? 41 and 24. And remember something about this. This is why I think this has gas, Joe. All the teams in their division stink. And I'm sure they're going to play them all a lot in the second half. Chicago, Cleveland, Minnesota, they're going to play all these teams in the second half.
I put it all in.
All right. See, you don't even want the breakdown. You just want to go for the gusto. That's it. That's it. There's nothing else. It's just. So plus 30, 27. That's what we got?
Yep.
All right.
There you go.
70, 80, 90,
100. Mm-hmm.
Marlins 70, Rangers 80, Giants 90, Tigers 100. We got four teams to root for now, Joe, in the second half of the season.
Okay.
These are our teams.
All right.
Because our preseason one is completely tanked.
Okay.
Make the playoff parlay that we did is finished.
Well, I mean, Carver, I mean, you know, we sit up here every night and we gamble and we put money to play. And, you know, we're starting to come into to our wheelhouse. And hopefully for college and NFL, we get it on a heater. All right? That's all I can ask. We get on a heater, and I'm going to be locked and loaded this year. I'm taking it personal, okay? Taking it personal. Just mark it down. I'm taking names, and I'm keeping score, all right? That's it. I'm taking it personal, okay? Stack them up and put them down, all right? That's it. Him. All the naysayers, okay? Including you. You're on the list, okay?
Let me just tell you something.
You're on the list.
We got a lot of football gurus around here, okay? There's a lot of gurus all over the place. A lot of gurus around here, Joe.
There's also a lot of people that don't like sticking their neck out. Let me just say that. They don't like the hot take because if they're wrong, they don't like that. Listen, I stick my neck out. I go objectively. I'm the guy that said Seattle with Geno Smith over the 5.5 wins. Whenever he showed
how many times are we going to go back to the same thing? Over and over again.
I said the Rams last year.
Oh, my God.
Because you don't give me credit.
I mean, it's the same couple of plays you always go back to. What have you done for me now? You know, that's what it should be.
What do you mean now? I can't give you anything now. We're in these garbage sports. I gave you the over and the all-star break. That's my claim to fame right now. What have you done for me later? I gave you the over at 10.5. Thank you.
You also gave everyone Jazz Chisholm in the home run derby.
Don't worry. He got my wrath. He ain't going to show his face around town anytime soon.
He tweeted. He gave him a bunch of business on Twitter.
Told him he's acting right like he's hanging out with Ted Williams with the 250 average.
All right, Joe. Baseball's back on Friday. Businessman special, Giolito and Rhea at 2:20 in the afternoon east. Only 8.5. We got to light the match to start the second half, Joe. Boom! Come on.
Wow, what do you want to do?
Light him up, Joe.
What do you want to do?
Up, and away.
Light the match? We'll go alt overs or everything. All right, so we'll go through the totals now. Let's go.
All right, hold on. We'll go through them all, and you tell me what three you like the most to alt over. Okay?
I already told you on Tuesday night.
We didn't have the numbers on Tuesday night.
Oh, I know. I just looked at the matchups. It wasn't good.
White Sox and Pirates, Cannon and Falters, an 8.5.
Don't like it. No, I don't like it either.
Padres and Nats, Cease against Soroka, 8.5. That potential.
I'm going up with that Cease. I think he gets smashed, that Cease.
Okay. Wood Doctor? Take the Wood Doctor for a homer?
Maybe.
They have the homers up yet? Nah, they're chicken. They haven't put the homers up yet.
Yeah.
Angels are still figuring it out. Lizardo for the Phillies.
I don't know. 8.5. Tell me what the mindset is of the Phillies. They fell off a cliff offensively over the last eight games. They couldn't hit for anything.
Eight games are two very different sets of time.
After they went through that Rocky series, they fell off a cliff offensively. They were winning games like 2-1, 1-0. They beat up on the Padres. Every game was an under. They went through two series with the Padres. Every game almost went under. Good. Move on. What else do you like?
Verlander and the Basset Hound in Toronto. Giants, Blue Jays, 8.5.
I can't do it.
No,
Basset Hound.
The stiff arm there, huh?
I got a couple lined up.
Lodolo and Manaea, Reds, Mets at City Field with a flat 8. I don't want
to touch the Reds. Yeah.
I'll come back and I'll start with Miami.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
All right, Joe, we're going through the Friday. Baseball's back. Everybody's playing. Royals will be in Miami. Alcantara for the Marlins. Nobody knows yet for the Royals. It's a flat eight. This Alcantara's been pounded, Joe, his last couple times out.
Love the over. You could go up to 12.5 with that game.
12.5. You go up to 12.5 with that game. That's how high they'll let you go? 13.5 plus 700. 12.5 plus 470. A's are in Cleveland. J.P. Sears and Roebuck against Slade Ciccone. 8.5 here.
I want to say that, but the Guardians, too, I think it keep the Athletics in check. So I'm going to say no. Go ahead.
Oh, boy. Yankees and Braves, I don't have a total yet. Yeah, the Braves are pitching Strider, and the Yankees don't know who they're going
with. Undecided. Got it.
The Fisherman, Charlie Morton, and Taj Bradley in Tampa
big
at Steinbrenner.
Big fly!
The big fly game right here.
That's it. 13.5. How high you want to go?
I like the over in that game, too. Tigers and Rangers,
over
Olsen
Miami,
and Corbin.
Over.
You got to like this one. Tigers, Rangers, Olsen and Corbin, an 8.5.
I think Corbin could be a reset. He was good in the early part of the year, and then he got smashed right heading into the All-Star break. I think the rest will benefit him.
I mean, it's not really, it's like on the same rest. I mean, he pitched like Saturday. I mean, it's the same thing as if he would have, you know, they would have played four games.
Again, you said it is.
I'm throwing cold water on the theories. I don't know. I'm just throwing cold water on the theories for you. The Twins will be in Colorado. 10.5 for Paddock and Freeland.
This Paddock, every time I bet an over, he's dead to rights, this guy. I hope he hits the skids. I hope they smash him. Literally, I hope he doesn't make it out of the second. But I can't bet the game. I can't bet it.
Cardinals and Diamondbacks, no total yet on that game.
Up and away. They got this Palante on the mound for St. Louis, undecided for Arizona. How high you want to go? That's the bailout game, Arizona and St. Louis. And I think we can go big fly in Seattle. Do we continue?
Well, you talked about how Seattle was just pounding overs before the break. 7.5 with this Walter and Castillo. Now, did the break cool him off, though, Joe? You know, sometimes that's the worst thing for
you. I'm throwing water, Carver. It's 3 days. I mean, you make it sound like, you know, the guy's getting extended rest. I mean, it's 3 days. I'm throwing water on the theory. I really don't like it. I don't like it.
Okay, well, that's probably unnecessary to do that.
Oh, why? When you say it's okay?
Because you copied me word for word. Brewers and Dodgers, no total yet either. We have no idea.
How about big fly there? Big fly?
Sounds like to me, Orioles, Rays, Royals, Marlins, and Padres, Nats are the
big
Padres, Nats are the three big fly games of the night.
I hope I'm right.
How high do you want to go with these?
I think the Padre game, 10.5, because that's an 8.5. Kansas City, 12.5. And I think that we could get that Oriole game. I mean, if things go right and it's very humid in Tampa, wouldn't shock me if we just go parabolic with it. 14.5, 15.5. I mean, Rauschman, O'Hearn, Gunnar Henderson, him. I mean, what do you want to do?
Rauschman. Rauschman.
Caminero coming off the home run derby. Maybe he's in the groove. Maybe they got Sands throwing to them in batting practice tomorrow. Could it be the Sands, man?
Sands of time. Sands of time. They were there, that's for sure. Yeah. Well, at least they got the home runs up on DK. At least they got the stones to put the home runs up the night before.
You know what? They have stones. Don't you like that, stones? Don't you like when they have stones like that? Huh? Huh?
Yeah. All right. Well, that's that, Joe. Baseball. I'll play those totals with you tomorrow night. If those are going to be the big fly games of the night, I'll make sure to get in on them. Okay.
Okay. There you go. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you. Here's what I do.
What about
know.
The golf?
If I knew the answer, the golf, I'm all in on this Carlos Ortiz. I think he's got moxie. He's got pedigree. He comes from a long lineage of golfers that can make a second half run. Why do you shake your head? You always bash my guys.
We're in enough on this guy already. He's already going to bat jam up our make the cut parlay. Want to go for more on him? Let's see what he is to finish top 20.
Good.
This Ortiz. Can't even find him on here. They probably took him off the board. 14-1 to finish top 20 now.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it's at the bottom of the board. You got to scroll all the way to the bottom.
Please. What do you want me? What do you want me to do? You know, I can only lead a horse to water. I can't make it drink it. I can't do that. You know?
Interesting.
What's interesting? Tell me.
Interesting. No, it's all good.
You're all good. Big fly. Big fly.
Now, you want to, obviously, Scheffler's leading. You believe in any of these other guys? Bezuidenhout, Harry's English, the Danish guy, Olesen. Obviously, you can't believe in Hung Tung Lee. He's got no
shot.
Why
not? Why can't Hung Tung Lee do something? Okay. All right.
What about this Matthew Jordan? What are they throwing him out there at?
Matty Jordan? Is he related to Matty Schmidt?
From the neighborhood is where he is. Matthew Jordan right now. 80-1, and he's one shot back. 80-1. Good links player. Real good links player.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You know, unfortunately, Joe, you got Scheffler and Rory who are near the top, so they're still going to be the two favorites. Fitzpatrick's tied for the lead. He's 11-1. Rahm is three back. He's 12-1.
Right.
Hatton's one back. He's 12-1.
Oof.
Harry English is tied for the lead. He's 20-1. Justin Rose is two back. He's 28-1. Bezuidenhout's tied for the lead. He's 33-1. Gets pretty, you know, guys are a little further down after that. Ho Tung Lee's tied for the lead. He's 55-1. Matthew Jordan's one out. He's 80-1. Jacob Skov Olesen is 90-1. He's tied for the lead.
I like him. Skov Olesen?
He's got no shot.
It's always no shot.
No, he's tied for the lead, and he's still 90-1. Tied for the lead. And he's 90-1.
So maybe people aren't buying into him, Carver.
Why don't you do it then? You buy into him. You be his fan club.
Well, maybe I will. Maybe I will be his fan. I got the don't forget I got the profit boost from FanDuel they gave to me for the golf.
Nonsense.
Not just the baseball, nonsense. The golf.
Nonsense.
They like me more than they like you, obviously.
I'd love to have those.
There it is. Wouldn't be a show if I didn't do that. Part of the show. Just like Kenny Loggins, which, by the way, a lot of people are backing me. It is Kenny Loggins, just saying.
It's one person, Joe. It's one person. Like, I mean, come on, a lot of people. Come on.
It's always a problem with you. Always a problem. I really don't understand. I don't understand what the problem is. What is the problem? Why are you getting all gassed up?
Who's doing the media week next week? Is it is next week Big Ten or the week after? I think it's the week after.
Guy, I don't know. Is it?
Let me see. Let me see. Big Ten Media Days.
All gassed up.
Oh, you're right. You're right, Joe. 22 to the 24th. Is that next week?
Yeah. How come? Who's the encyclopedia? I'm the encyclopedia, not you.
They're having them in Vegas. I forgot. They're a coast to coast conference now. They got to find a
coast to coast. Every opportunity you get, you pump the primetime show. That's good job, Ed.
So they're doing six teams a day, Joe. Only 3 days. Six teams a day.
Yeah, but you know what? They have that. They don't have any, Carver. They don't have any panache. They don't have any personalities in the Big Ten. Who's the coach that gets you game? What, Cignetti? You see, he's wearing.
Look at Tuesday. Tuesday's a great day. You got Matt Rhule. You got chopping the wood with Schiano. You got Big Brett. I mean, come on. You got guys on Tuesday, Wednesday. EJ rowing the boat. James Franklin always has something stupid to say.
Are we gonna? Let me ask you. Next week, are we gonna have with the baseball back? Are we gonna have a football show? Are we gonna have to navigate?
Yes,
twist and turns.
I'll give you a phrase. You ready?
Talking season.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
For this show, going forward.
Let me hear it.
Football first.
Football first. All of a sudden now, you come out of a hat. You're like David Blaine. Football first. What happened to you? Would they hit you on top of the head?
See, I know when it's time. Now it's time. It's time now.
So let me get this straight. I don't know when it's time because all I want to do is talk football 365.
Because it's 365 for you, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But for everyone else, it's time.
I don't like the gestures, by the way. I don't like with the finger and like you own the room.
Hey!
All the time.
Hey!
Like the guy owns the room. Like he's coming in like he owns the place.
I'm telling you right now. I'm telling you.
Let me tell you something. I tell you. You can absolutely what's he doing now? What's he got
Joe?
Here? He's tweeting us. He's texting us. What is he?
Matias. Joe's finishing out the week on Friday night. Joe, we'll get you cooking. I'll be back with him on Monday. And just remember Monday's motto, football first on Monday. Football first. Joe, great job as always. Great job by Matias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Have a great night.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.